The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65+. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I hope you're feeling good this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you want to feel good, I've got a place where you can go to get some help to feel good. Ochsner Novant Health 65+. Our friends are here from that great organization. They have two clinics in town. So we're going to talk all about how you can feel better, feel good with Ochsner Novant Healthcare's 65+ care. For you, for our seasoned citizens, as I like to say, versus yes. The other thing. So we have with us this morning, of course, Dawn Dorman. She's our community relations specialist. And then we also have with us Dr. Juanita Fleming, and she's been on the show before. Good morning, Doc. It's good to see you again. So Dawn, tell us a little bit about Ochsner Novant Health 65+. What is it exactly, what do you offer? Yeah, because I think it's a really important service that you're providing now.
Yes, so we are a primary care doctor's office here in Pensacola. We have two locations, one on East 9 Mile Road and then one over in the Bellevue area, and I'll give those addresses. It's 1095 East 9 Mile Road, and then our second location is 5998 East Mobile Highway. So we have three doctors in each of our clinics. So we are a primary care clinic, and I know I get so excited I start talking about all the fun events.
Primary doctors, right?
Primary care doctors.
Emphasize that today.
Yes, yeah. Primary care doctors. And we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the services we offer, the community room, the fitness center, all of the fun things, but first and foremost, yes, we absolutely have our primary care doctors at both of those clinics. Like I mentioned, three at Bellevue. Dr. Fleming is here today from our Bellevue clinic, and we're going to talk to her today about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is October.
It is October, yes. Before we get into Dr. Fleming, I'll just talk a little bit, like you mentioned, about our clinic. So at Ochsner Novant Health 65+, we've really created a unique care model specifically designed for the healthcare needs of seniors 65 and up. And what do you say?
Seasoned. Kim Klein created this.
Yes.
Seasoned citizens versus senior citizens. We are a little seasoned.
There we go. Seasoned citizens.
Yeah, that's not easy to say. Say that easy. That's easy for you to say.
Right. So at Ochsner Novant Health 65+, we're driven by really a strong commitment. And that's to help our patients live their best lives by building trusting relationships through compassionate and proactive care. And ultimately, what that means is we empower older adults in our community to live healthy, fulfilling, and independent lives. And we have a comprehensive program that provides customized primary care, social and wellness offerings all in one location. And that's at both of our locations. And our clinics are designed specifically for the unique needs and interests of our older adults, or our seasoned citizens, as we would say. And in designing these clinics, they focused on the color of the walls, the types of floors. We have handrails in the clinic for folks that need some assistance walking. And all of the unique care offerings that center around our seasoned citizens. So the benefits really extend beyond medical to include opportunities for patients to participate in activities that match their interests and lifestyles. And what I mean by that is we have a community room where we do all sorts of events. And we'll talk about these events in just a minute. But the events that we have in this room, really, it's cooking demonstrations. We have a chef coming up Friday, November 7th. So if you're interested, call in RSVP. But there is no cost to the community to do any of these events. We just say, give us a call, get on that waiting list, or get on that RSVP list. And this room is really used to combat social isolation. Get those folks out of the house. Then, of course, we have our fitness center where our patients can come in and work out. our wraparound care team. We've got our physician team that supports the fitness classes during the week. So our doctors actually work out with our patients.
Oh, exciting. See, I'll buy tickets to that.
Right. Exciting. And that really fosters that relationship mm-hmm. between the doctors and the patients. And the doctors sure. are practicing what they're preaching, too. Mm-hmm. And then our wraparound care team is designed to help our patients achieve those health goals. They include our primary care doctors. We've got a social worker on staff, care coordinator, patient access team members, and of course, our wonderful nurses that we have as well. And then we're really here to support you now with more than just medical care. Like I mentioned, our clinic offers social and wellness activities really designed to match the interests and lifestyles of like group fitness. We've got Ageless Grace at both of our clinics, mm-hmm. Mondays at 10 o'clock over at 9 Mile. That's a seated exercise. And then Wednesdays at our Bellevue Clinic, we do that. So Jessica hosts that. I mentioned the cooking demos. We've got health coaching. Crafting is a big one. Bingo. So lots of things to get folks out of their house.
So it sounds like you're being very comprehensive in your care because you're not just doing the quick appointment where you're getting 5 minutes from your primary physician, which is sadly the case today in the medical world.
But now
you have an opportunity to really have someone that's going to look at the whole picture for you physically, but the whole picture also includes emotional and spiritual health, right?
That's right.
So having that socialization, from what I understand, is critical for seniors, especially when you retire, you lose a spouse, mm-hmm. your kids grow up, they're not bringing the grandkids as up. Lots of things change. So that isolation can be debilitating.
It can. And we have had so many patients come in, or so many non-patients. You do not have to be a patient to come do the events in our community room. And there's so many friendships that have been fostered. It's mm-hmm. just very heartwarming to see. They go to lunch, go to dinner, go to the movies. You know, it's so sweet.
Well, that's great. Yes. So that's a great opportunity. And if you've just joined us talking with our friends from Osher and Avant Health 65 Plus, text in a question. Maybe you've got a question about the services they have or what do they do? How can I get started? 850-437-1620.
All right. So some of the unique features, you know, specifically for the social connections and community engagement, it really plays a crucial role in promoting healthier, happier aging, like you mentioned, staying socially active, combating loneliness, depression, enhancing the cognitive function, encouraging physical activity. That's really our goal. Participating in community groups, volunteer activities, simply maintaining regular contact with friends and family can foster that supportive environment, which really enriches the lives of the seniors. And at Osher and Avant Health 65 Plus, we've created a variety of social activities, like I've mentioned before, designed specifically for the seniors. And we've got line dancing, you know, that focuses on physical well-being, the crafting workshops that nourish really the mind and the spirit, social gatherings, educational seminars. And each activity is really crafted with the intention of not only engaging our seniors, but fostering deep, meaningful connections among them. And we've seen an increase in their physical activity levels. And equally important, these gatherings have ignited a sense of joy and belonging among participants. And that enhances their overall quality of life.
Mm-hmm. So that makes a huge difference.
It does.
And so we have Dr. Juanita here. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this particular area of care, because obviously as a physician, you have lots of choices. You could go little kids, you can go family care, all this. What drew you to working with senior citizens?
Well, one of the things that inspired me initially to go into medicine was helping care for my younger brother growing up who had Down syndrome. But what shifted my care to caring for the senior population was more so my father. He developed dementia in his later years.
Mm-hmm.
So just seeing all that goes into and all that it takes to care for someone in that population made a difference in my career path. So that, and like I said, just seeing all that it takes to do that inspired me to go into this career path and to come on to join Osher and Avant Health 65 Plus.
Well, I think it must be interesting to be communicating with the older citizens because we seem to think we know everything, and particularly about our bodies and our health. Do you find that somewhat challenging at times, or does it, or is it a more joyful experience for you? Or a little bit of both?
Probably a mix of both. it can be challenging, but I love that we get the opportunity to spend more time with patients. And that way we really get to address what their concerns are. Mm-hmm. And we get to come up with a plan for them so that we can, as we go through more visits, just approach more goals.
So thank you, Dr. Fleming, for that. We're going to get into, you know, the breast cancer awareness
yes,
and all of that. So just a little bit about, you know, why our care model is different from a regular primary care clinic.
I think that'd be great.
Yes. So I feel like, you know, what we are doing for our community is like no other. And so every patient receives a care plan that's as unique as they are. Our patients are really the stars of the show. These plans include routine checkups, management of chronic diseases, and they're developed through a collaborative process involving the patient and a multidisciplinary team of healthcare professionals like Dr. Fleming. We recognize the importance of creating strong relationships between our patients and providers, and that's really the heart of what we do. And our extended consultations are a staple of the personalized care on which we pride ourselves on. And unlike typical doctor's appointments, our sessions give the physicians really ample time to discuss the patient's concerns, review their health history, and collaboratively plan their health journey. You know, what's going to work best for them in the future?
Well, that time is huge because unfortunately our fabulous doctors are all overworked and overbooked.
Yes, yes, they are. And I love that part of, you know, our physicians get to figure out what brought the patient in, you mm-hmm. know, what's their past health history, and then what kind of plan can you guys put together or they put together with our patients that's going to help them live their happiest, healthiest life.
Absolutely.
And, you know, our goal is to keep everybody out of the hospital, and by being able to spend that extended amount of time with our patients, mm-hmm. that really, I feel like that plays a big part in that. And our, you know, our approach allows for a more thorough exploration of the patient's conditions and treatment options, really ensuring that our patients feel heard and feel valued.
And that's so important.
It is so important. And our star of the show today is, of course, Dr. Fleming. So we want to, you know, talk a little bit about breast cancer awareness and what it means for seniors.
All right. Thank you. And again, thanks for having me here today. So today we'd like to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and what it means for seniors. Each October, we recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month to educate people about early detection and screenings and to show support for the more than 2 million women around the world
Wow.
who are diagnosed with this disease each year. Breast cancer is one of the most diagnosed cancers among women in the United States. About 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer in their lifetime. Screening and early detection lead to effective management and higher survival rates. So when I ask patients about getting their mammograms, some of the most common answers that I get from women that hesitate include the following. One is, well, I don't have any risk factors. I don't have a family history. I feel like I don't need one. It's important to know that roughly half of all breast cancers occur in women with no specific risk factors. Another answer that I get is, well, I'm not having any symptoms. I'm not having any problems, so I don't really want one. I can do breast exams myself. If I find a problem, I'll let you know and we'll go from there. However, cancer often develops silently. The whole idea of screening exams is to find something before you have symptoms, so before you can feel or see a change. The reason being that the sooner something is found, the more treatment options are available, and usually the better the outcome. Another reason some women hesitate is because they feel like mammograms may be uncomfortable. Of course, everyone's pain tolerance is different, but if you do find them uncomfortable, consider scheduling your mammogram not during and not just before your period, as your breast can be more tender during that time. Also consider taking an over-the-counter pain reliever beforehand. Consider avoiding caffeine and alcohol around the time of your mammogram, as this can also cause more tenderness. Communicate with your tech during the procedure. That way, if you are uncomfortable, they can work with you to help ease your discomfort. And finally, try to endure it, knowing that it's just about once a year, depending. And the benefits of finding something early and getting the treatment that you need is worth it. One other reason I hear, especially in the population I treat, someone might feel like, oh, well, I'm 69. I'm too old for this. I don't really need to get those anymore. But one of the most common risk factors is age, because the risk of cancer increases as we get older. So screenings remain important even as we age. So the take-homes from that is, again, many breast cancers don't have symptoms and are only detected on screening mammograms. Yearly mammograms are recommended for most women aged 40 and older, regardless of family history. And early detection means more effective treatment and often less invasive treatment. So another question someone may have is, who needs earlier screenings or who needs extra screenings? So women at high risk may need to be screened before the age of 40. They may benefit from additional testing like breast MRIs or ultrasounds. Some risk factors: family history, certain genetic mutations. Again, the risk can increase with age. Starting menses before the age of 12, starting menopause after the age of 55. So it's important to discuss your risk with your primary care doctor to see which screening route is best for you. For example, a first-degree relative, if you have one that developed breast cancer at, say, the age of 45, your screenings may need to begin 10 years before they develop cancer, so at the age of 35. Or if you have the BRCA gene mutation, you may need to start screening even earlier, such as at the age of 25. So why does screening still matter in adults that are 65 or older? Because, again, the risk increases with age. Early detection saves lives. And regular screenings provide peace of mind. What are the screening recommendations for women that are age 65 and older? For women aged 65 to 74, the recommendation is to continue mammograms every 1 to 2 years unless advised otherwise. For women aged 75 and older, discuss the screenings with your doctor to determine which is most appropriate based on your overall health and life expectancy. While breast cancer in men is rare, it is possible, so men should report any lumps or changes that they notice to their physician. And what are some ways that you can stay on top of your breast health? Perform regular self-checks and report any changes to your physician, but keep in mind you shouldn't rely on this alone, as this can create a false sense of security, because again, screening is meant to find something before you have symptoms and before you can feel or see a change. Try to stay physically active, as exercise supports your overall health. Maintain a healthy weight and diet, and limit your alcohol and avoid smoking. So the main takeaways from this, again, early detection saves lives. Stay informed, stay proactive, stay empowered. Breast cancer screenings remain vital well into your 60s and beyond. Your health journey evolves. Stay proactive, as that helps you live fully and confidently.
Thank you, Dr. Fleming. That's a lot of great information.
Wow, that was a lot of great information. Mm-hmm. And just for fun, I understand you're participating in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer this weekend?
Yes, I'll be there.
And that event's this Saturday, downtown Pensacola, is that correct?
It is. So, I believe it starts at 9, I think it is.
And I think you can pre-register online, and you can also show up the day of. So I believe the festivities start around 8 or 9 a.m. So definitely come out and support that.
Yes, part of Team Oshner Nawan Health 65 Plus will be there.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to know, Dr. Fleming, what advice do you have for people as they age?
So no matter what age you are, make yourself and your health a top priority.
Love that.
I like that too. Yes. That works for me.
You don't have anything if you don't have your health.
That's right. Yes. Okay, so if you have a question, 850-437-1620, talking with Dawn and Dr. Juanita Fleming with Oshnevant Healthcare Plus. And we have a few questions probably that we want to just address about insurance and some of the things that we might need to know.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, so what insurance do you take and how does all that work?
So all of that, all of the important stuff. So Ochsner Navan Health 65 Plus, we accept traditional Medicare and Humana Medicare Advantage plans. Mm-hmm. If folks have, you know, TRICARE for Life, because I know we're in a huge veteran community here, very military focused. If you have TRICARE for Life, you are able to come see us. That's one of the questions that we get most of the time. And that's because Medicare Parts A and B is your primary. And then, of course, TRICARE is your secondary. And I will tell you, there's a lot to understand and comprehend when it comes to Medicare. So I invite everybody to come out. In fact, actually this Thursday, the 23rd at 11 o'clock, we've got a lunch and learn, and it's Medicare and the military maximizing your benefits.
What a great topic.
Yes. So we are going to provide lunch. We invite folks to come out, listen to all of the information about Medicare, Parts A and B, and then how you know, your TRICARE can work with all of that.
And which clinic is that going to be
at? That is going to be at the 9 Mile location. And I just say, give us a call at 850-558-4665 to RSVP for that. And if you're not military, you're welcome to come. But then also we have another one next Tuesday on the 28th at 11 o'clock. And that is Medicare Unlocking Your Resources. And it's all about learning the ABCs of Medicare. We have great agents that we work with that are trusted, that can give you, you know, answer all of your questions that you have around this really important time during AEP.
This is the open enrollment period, right?
Open
now.
Enrollment period. And it starts, you know, October 15th. It's going to run through December 7th. So it's really important. I tell folks, make sure, even if Humana is not the best plan for you, make sure that you talk to your agent, go over all of the plans. There's always changes for 2026. And if, you know, if your plan is not the right one for you, make that change if you need to, but make sure you go over those plans with your agents. And that's why we offer so many different Medicare lunch and learns throughout the month.
So helpful.
Yes, so helpful. So folks can come in and listen and figure out what they need to do.
Okay. So right now, if I was interested, you've sold me. Now I want to come out and see the clinic. What are your hours?
Yes.
When are you open?
Yes.
Just all the details.
All the details. So we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can follow us on Facebook and find us online to learn about how to become a patient. We encourage everyone to come in and take a tour of our beautiful, I say facilities, our doctor's offices. They are state of the art. We have two clinics in Pensacola. We've got our 9 Mile location. That is 1095 East 9 Mile Road. That is catty corner from Everman's up on 9 Mile. And then we have our Bellevue location, which is 5998 Mobile Highway. That one is at the corner of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway, right next door to Publix. And those phone numbers for 9 Mile, 850-558-4665, and then 850-558-4670 for Bellevue. Online, I've got lots of stuff to give you here.
Yes,
online. Okay. Ochsner.org/65Pensacola. And I know you're going to tell us how to spell Ochsner.
O-C-H-S-N-E-R 65.
Yes.
So for their online website, OCHSNER.org/65Pensacola.
Thank you.
You want to make sure you get the right location.
That spelling. Got to get that spelling. And then following us on Facebook, Ochsner 65 Plus Pensacola. We always put our calendars out on Facebook. You can see all of the fun things that we do. For the events specifically, Ochsner.org/65University events. You can give us a call. You can get on our mailing list. Get that calendar in the mail every month. It looks like a postcard. Doesn't take up a lot of space. Yes, you get them. Yes. And you're going to see all of the events for 9 Mile, all of the events for Bellevue. Stop by, take a tour. Like I said, 1095 East 9 Mile Road for our 9 Mile location and our Bellevue location. 5998 Mobile Highway. And one thing I forgot to mention too, whenever we were talking about all of this, we do labs. We have labs.
I was just
going to
say,
clinic.
It's more inclusive too, which makes a huge difference in terms of running around town trying to find a lab that's open and waiting in line and all that.
So, you know, after your appointment, our nurses are able to just go ahead and do that blood draw and get you out on your way. We'll take care of sending it off to LabCorp Quest. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, excellent. Been talking this morning with our friends from Osher Navant Healthcare 65 Plus. Please check them out if you're interested. And best way to reach you one more time?
So give us a call, 850-558-4665 for 9 Mile, 850-558-4670 for Bellevue.
Dawn Dorman, Dr. Juanita Fleming, thank you so much for taking a break from your busy schedules to tell us all about Osher Navant Health 65 Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you.